Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marcelino Lopez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton fires over to first and Harrison drops the ball. That's an error on Harrison. Harper moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Briggs moves to second. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Briggs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Theobald moves to third. May moves to second. Lance Clemens now pitching. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Tommy Matchick. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing third base. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Schall reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis bunts towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. Schall moves to third. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Cardenal moves to third. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. May scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Knupp moves to second. Dennis Pepke pinch hits for Lance Clemens. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knupp moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Dennis Pepke. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Knupp scores. Martinez scores. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Floyd reaches second base with a double. Valdespino scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Floyd moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Floyd tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Bob Reynolds. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Hisa moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hisa scores. Theobald moves to third. It's 5-4, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Briggs hits a line drive towards first. Harrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Floyd takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Schall reaches third base with a triple. Floyd goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing third base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Harper steals third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Andy Kosko now playing third base. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May is hit by the pitch. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.